Peter Schweizer responds to Mexican government denying Reconquista intentions for U.S. migration. By Breitbart News on February 4, 2026. In the week since the invisible coup, how American elites and foreign powers use immigration as a weapon debuted atop the bestseller lists. Mexico's president and ambassador to the U.S. have tried to dismiss the book's findings about Mexican consulates interfering in U.S. domestic politics, waving off multiple quotes from numerous Mexican politicians and consular officials themselves. In a statement released by her office, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said, "I categorically deny any involvement or attempt by Mexico to interfere in the internal affairs of the United States." Schweizer has already been asked to testify at a Senate hearing in March on several of the invisible coup's most eye-popping revelations. On the most recent episode of The Drill Down, Schweizer responds to the Mexican government's denials. The book documents that the Mexican government is using its 53 U.S. consulates to sway opinion and influence the votes of Mexicans living in America. This is part of their larger plan to influence U.S. policy. In the book, I quote the consular general of the Mexican consulate in Chicago saying, "We are joining forces with anti-Trump organizations to fight the Trump administration." He literally says that. Schweizer says, "This weekend on Sunday morning futures on Fox News, a response came from Mexico's ambassador to the U.S., Esteban Moctezuma Barragan. He pointed to Trump's success with Latino voters as proof the Mexicans aren't interfering in U.S. politics. I think that facts are much better than opinions, and I just want to tell you that when he says we're working against President Trump, the votes of Latinos for President Trump rose from 28% in 2016 to 48% in the 2024 election," Ambassador Moctezuma said. "Mexican migration has been dropping constantly since 2000. And so, what do you say? What do you see is that reality offers a very different view. The Mexican and United States governments are working very, very closely in order to tackle the migratory issue," the ambassador said. "The notion that they love Trump is just laughable," Schweizer tells co-host Eric Eggers. "They're very concerned about the material in the book. The general thing they do when books come out is ignore them. But they feel like they can't ignore this one," Schweizer says. "I think part of that is because President Trump said everybody should read this book, so they're taking it seriously," he says. Neither Sheinbaum's nor Moctezuma's statements address the substance of the charges. Still, Schweizer would like to see reporters challenge the broad denial statements Mexican officials have issued. "I think this is going to be the key because the evidence is clearly there. They need to either be firing a lot of people in the consulates because they're doing things that the Mexican government claims they were never instructed to do. Or, number two, they have to own up to what they're actually doing, which is trying to undermine the Trump agenda. They have so much to lose by what Donald Trump has done on the border, with tariffs, and with the cartels." Moctezuma also appeared on Major Garrett's CBS network show. Watch the Drill Down episode to see this clip. He gives a sort of lame explanation. "Well, we follow the Vienna Convention. Our military is so small, we could never take back the southwestern United States," Schweizer replies. "Which is not the point at all that we're making." Still, as Eggers points out, having the Mexicans take the book seriously is a good start. Schweizer's previous books, he notes, made revelations that mainstream media failed to follow up on, sometimes for years. When Clinton Cash came out, 2015, Hillary Clinton received one question, I believe, about it. And then they didn't address it for over a year, Eggers recalls. Secret Empires, 2018, came out, broke a lot of reporting about Hunter Biden and his business relationships on the board of Burisma and his joint venture capital deal with the Chinese Communist Party, and they totally ignored it. Now, the fact that this issue has garnered attention means we need action on Capitol Hill and we need action from the Trump administration to address it, Schweizer says. And I feel like we're moving in that direction. For more from Peter Schweizer, subscribe to the Drill Down podcast.